you please stand if you're a grandparent? My goodness. My goodness. My goodness. My goodness. My goodness. Hey, rest of you, if you'll stand and take your copy of God's Word. You say, Pastor, I forgot my Bible. Hey, we've got some in the back. And you're welcome to it. Say, Pastor, I don't even have a Bible. We've got some in the back. You're welcome to it. Take it. Make it your own. It's a gift from us to you. And our text this morning is it's a story about a grandfather, a son, and grandsons. And so I want to talk to our grandparents today. But this doesn't mean that if you're not a grandparent, or maybe you're not of age, that this doesn't mean that you just tune out and this message is not relevant for you, because it's going to be relevant for everyone. And you will soon see what the Bible teaches us about grandparents. Because grandparent, there is a blessing in you. You say, well, I'm old enough to be a grandparent, but I don't have grandchildren yet. There's a blessing in you. And so the text we're going to read begins in verse 8. And this is what the scripture says. Now, before I jump there, let me give you kind of set this up. Joseph has heard that his father is not doing well. And Joseph's two boys, Manasseh and Ephraim, have never seen their grandfather. And if you'll read the story, you'll understand why. But when Joseph hears that his father is not doing well and he's nearing his time of death, Joseph brings his boys to see their grandfather. And we're picking up in verse 8. Genesis 48 says, when Israel, now Jacob's name was changed to Israel. God changed his name to Israel because Jacob, that name means swindler. If you know the story, he swindled his brother, older brother, out of the birthright. And Jacob, before God took hold of his life, he was a swindler, a cheater. But when God changed his life, he changed his name. Amen. And he said, when Israel saw Joseph's sons, he said, who are these? Joseph said to his father, they are my sons whom God has given me here. So he said, bring them to me, please, that I may bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were so dim from age that he could not see. Then Joseph brought them close to him, and he kissed them and embraced them. Israel said to Joseph, I never expected to see your face, and behold, God has let me see your children as well. Then Joseph took them from his knees and bowed with his face to the ground. Let's pray together. Father, God, you're so good. God, I thank you for the longevity that you have allowed the grandparents here with us today to see not only their children, but their children's children. Lord, thank you for your presence in this place. Bless your word. Bless the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen, amen. You may be seated. So, when I first became a dad in 1980, we've got a picture of me and my daughter. Look at that young guy. That was 37, 38 years ago. Man, head full of hair. Anyway. So when we first found out that Stacy was expecting, I've always been in construction, and I was on a job site, and an older man was there, one of our coworkers, and I was so excited. I come and I told him, we're going to have a baby. And he said, that's good. I'm so, so proud for you. Congratulations. He said, but let me tell you something, son. I said, yes, sir. He said, once you're in the baby business, you'll always be in the baby business. And boy, was he right. I know we got another picture. Boy, was he right. That one picture turned into this. Because once you're in the baby business, you'll always be in the baby business. I heard about some grandparents, their answering machine, and it said when their children called, it said, good morning. At present, we are not at home, but please leave your message after you hear the beep. And of course, it makes a beep sound. If you're one of our children, dial 1 and then select the option from 1 to 5 in order of arrival so we know who it is. If you need us to stay with the children, press 2. If you want to borrow the car, press 3. If you want us to wash your clothes and iron them, press 4. If you want the grandchildren to sleep here tonight, press 5. If you want us to pick up the kids at school, press 6. If you want us to prepare a meal for Sunday or to have it delivered to your home, press 7. If you want to come eat here, press 8. If you need money, press 9. If you're going to invite us to dinner or taking us to the theater, start talking, we're listening. Man, what an honor and what a joy it is to get a do-over, amen, with your children. Man, when I was having children, I thought that I had all the answers to raising godly children. And I realized it wasn't long that I didn't even know the answers. I didn't even know the questions. And so grandkids come along, and then we get a do-over. There's a reason that we've got all that candy out front, grandparents, because we get to sugar them up and send them home. Amen? Look, Proverbs 17:6 says, grandchildren are the crown of old men. It's a crown of old men. As we honor and celebrate our grandparents, and by the way, I want to recognize somebody that I see as both my grandfathers have gone on to heaven. But there's a gentleman here today that I'm just blessed to see, and he's been, I look to him like a grandfather, and that's Mr. Bob Blackerby. Bob, it's so good to have you. It's so good to have you. Brother Bob has been a big inspiration in my life, and I'm just honored to have him here today. But I'm reminded that as a grandparent, although that I don't have the day-to-day, no longer have the day-to-day responsibilities of raising children, that we still have a tremendous amount of responsibility when it comes to our grandchildren. And so I want to talk to you, as I said earlier, about there's a blessing in you. The Bible teaches us that as grandparents, that we can make a positive impact on the lives of our grandchildren. Now, again, don't tune me out if you're not a grandparent or if you're not of age yet, because hopefully my prayer is at the end of this message that if you're a grandparent, you'll understand more so the role that you play and the role that you have in the family unit that you still have. And if you're not a grandparent, that you'll understand what tremendous value that grandparents add to the family when it comes to leading your own family and raising your children and just simply living life. There's great value in having your grandparents. And the characters in our text today was a man by the name of Jacob. who was a father and a grandfather. And then Joseph, who was his son. But Joseph also had his two boys, Manasseh and Ephraim, there as well. And so Jacob, as I said earlier, was well on in years. He was nearing death. And this is important. This is important that the Bible recognizes his age, because even at this stage of his life, he still holds great authority and importance in the family. And I would say to you, grandparent, you still, regardless of your age, Brother Bob Blackerby, I'm thinking around 94, 95 years old, he still holds great authority and importance in his family. And so Joseph brings his two boys to meet their grandfather. This is the very first time they've met their grandfather. And Joseph, we know, was a very successful man. He was a very powerful man. Joseph had great responsibilities as a high-ranking leader in Egypt. But Joseph hears that his father is nearing the end of his life. And so he takes his two boys, Manasseh and Ephraim, to see their grandfather. Why? Why did he do this? And you say, well, I mean, it's their grandfather. Well, listen, yeah, that's true, because their grandfather was nearing death. They'd never met him. And Joseph wanted his boys to at least know their grandfather before he passed. And I know this is sounding kind of depressing, isn't it, grandparents? We're talking about near death. But look, the reason that Joseph took the boys to see their grandfather was because there was a great blessing in them knowing their grandfather. A great blessing. Listen, the boys would become better men having known their grandfather. Listen, my grandparents had a tremendous, tremendous impact on my life, my entire life. They were a huge part of my life. My grandfather taught me so much about life. He taught me how to run tractors. He taught me how to work with my hands. He spent time with me. And to this day, I can attribute the man that I am because of him. And so my grandmother, who is still with us today, she's unable to be here, but I still see her regularly. I still talk to her regularly. 92 years old. And my life, ladies and gentlemen, is better because of my grandparents. Now, if you're a grandparent, I simply want to encourage you this morning. Because we have a tendency, the older we get, and our kids get older and they having their own families and they're doing their own lives, we have a tendency to feel like we just no longer have a purpose in the family, or we're no longer important to the family. They're off doing life, and we're kind of like a fifth wheel. And I want you to know today that is simply not true. That's not even biblical. You are incredibly significant to your family. If you still have a grandparent, I want you to realize the blessing that you have. And there's just a few things I want to share with you this morning about grandparents and about the blessings that they carry. The first thing I want you to know is that you are of great importance to your family, grandparent. You're of great importance. Verse 2 of our text says, when it was told to Jacob, behold, your son Joseph has come to you, Israel collected his strength and sat up in bed. Now again, Joseph was a very powerful man. He was in high demand. He was extremely busy. But all of that was no excuse to neglect his relationship with his father. You see, we have a tendency in our world today to neglect our parents and our grandparents because we're just too busy. Nothing more important than the family unit. Nothing more important than your grandparents if they're still here. Verse 12 of our text said that Joseph, this powerful man, this wealthy man, this very busy, prominent man, said that he bowed his face to the ground before his father. Because there's no doubt his entire life, Joseph was taught what Deuteronomy 5 and verse 16 said. It says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged and that it may go well with you on the land which the Lord your God gives you. It's healthy to honor your parents, young people. Your life depends on it. What the Bible says. Honor your mother and father so that your days will be long upon this earth. Let's look at the opposite of that. If you don't, they'll be short. I'm just telling you, daddy might get a hold of you. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to happen. But I'm just telling you, honor your parents. Listen, of everything that Joseph had acquired, everything that he had at his disposal, what his father held was most important for his two boys. Everything material-wise comes secondary to what their grandfather would bless them with. Now, Psalm 92 and 14, speaking of the elderly, the grandparents, says they still yield fruit in old age. They still have purpose. They still bear fruit. They still can make a difference. I love what Pope Francis said about grandparents. He said, grandparents are a treasure in the family. Please take care of your grandparents. Love them and let them talk to your children. Let them talk to your children. Because they are of great importance to your family. And there's a blessing inside of them. Expose your children to your grandparents. You say, well, Pastor, my children's grandparents live out of state. Make regular trips. If you have to forego a vacation to go and see your parents, their grandparents, to get them around them, it's well worth it. I promise you. Hey, pay for them to come down and spend time with you. It's that important. The second thing I want you to know is that your experience can influence the future of your family. Your life experience, grandfather, your life experience, grandmother, can influence the future, the trajectory of your family. Look at verses 3 and 4 of our text. It said, then Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and he blessed me. And he said to me, behold, I will make you fruitful and numerous. I will make you a company of peoples and will give you this land to your descendants after you for an everlasting possession. Notice that the very first time that Jacob, Israel, saw his two grandboys, and the first time that he had saw his son Joseph in quite some time, again, I encourage you to go back to read the story of the life of Joseph. You remember his brothers sold him into slavery and told their father, Jacob, that he had been killed by a beast. And so for years and years and years, Jacob thought that his son Joseph had died, had been killed. And so he's got his son whom he thought he had lost that he now has, and his two grandboys right there. Notice the very first thing that he did. the very first thing out of Jacob's mouth was to tell of his encounters with God, was to tell them about the experiences he's had in his life and how God radically changed his life. And Jay Kessler says, I love the way he puts this. He said, young people need something stable to hang on to, a culture connection, a sense of their own past, a hope for their own future. Most of all, they need what grandparents can give them. They need their grandparents, and they need the experiences that their grandparents have had in their life. They need to hear those stories, because it will happen. There's just something spiritual that happens in that, because of the way God has organized and established the family unit. There's a blessing inside of you. And hey, listen, Jacob may have started out a little shaky. He may have started his life out on the wrong foot. But this encounter with God, this wrestling with God, as the Bible tells us, where God threw out his hip and he walked with his limp the rest of his life, was a reminder of the goodness of God in his life. Yeah, a limp can remind you of God's goodness and faithfulness. All of that not only changed his life, but it also changed the future of his family from generations to generation all the way up until this day right here. Jacob, he was the father of 12 boys who became the 12 tribes of Israel. And so when you go to Israel today, to the promised land, it's because of what God did in this man's life. So he was eager to share these experiences with his family. And so I would say to you, granddaddy, grandmama, your family needs to hear from you. They need to hear about your life experiences. And I know, listen, I know they're not all good. I'm a grandfather of 10. And for every one thing I would get right, 10 things I would get wrong. And so I know they're not all good. And I tell my grandkids often, and I tell my kids often, you can learn a lot from me what not to do. You need to share your life experiences and share the goodness and the faithfulness and how God has worked in your life. Your children, the future of your grandchildren depend on that. It could change the entire trajectory. I can imagine when Jacob mustered the energy to stand up, if you read the scriptures beyond what we read this morning, that the Bible says that he stood up and he leaned on his staff and blessed those boys. I can imagine those boys saying, they noticed that limp. They said, Papa, what happened? How did you get that limp? And he would go and he would tell them about the time he had an encounter with God. And yeah, it's a limp and it may look bad, but it's the best thing that ever happened to me. They got to hear from your experiences. Job 12:12 says, wisdom is with aged men. With long life is understanding. You see, I'm all about listening to people, men, women, who are on their way back from where I'm heading. They have been down the road and they've made a turn. And so they've been where I'm going. And so I want to listen to them because they can prepare me for what I can expect. Young people, listen to me. Listen very closely. When you're in the presence of someone who is what I call seasoned, who is older, much older, who is a grandparent or grandfather of that age, an elderly person, keep this closed and keep these open, because I wouldn't hurt your feelings, but they have forgotten more than you'll probably ever know. You can learn from them. Your life can be better just by listening to them. And so Deuteronomy 4 verse 9 says, only give heed to yourselves and keep your soul diligently, so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life. Why did he say that? Here's why. But make them known to your sons and your grandsons. Make them known to your children and to your grandchildren. So I would say to you, grandparent, as we celebrate you today, as we honor you today, you are of infinite value and importance to your family. Your life experiences will help and mold and shape the coming generation. And parents, expose your children to their grandparents. Listen, I understand there's certain dynamics that may be challenging, but it's important that they know their grandparents. Last thing, your family needs the blessing that you carry. They need it. Verse 9, when Jacob asked Joseph, he said, who are these? Looking at Manasseh and Ephraim. Joseph said to his father, they are my sons whom God has given me here. So he said, bring them to me, please, that I may bless them. I read a quote this week that said, grandparents, like heroes, are as necessary to a child's growth as vitamins. It's absolutely necessary. Granddad, grandma, you're absolutely necessary. You're not a fifth wheel. You've not been forgotten. We need you. You are a blessing to the family. As Jacob leaned on his staff and he blessed those two boys, his two grandson, I know that he was reminded over his life and kind of the way it started and all of his encounters with God and the goodness and faithfulness of God. And so he wanted to bless those boys. And here's what I want you to know. You may not have a lot of land to leave your family. You may not have a giant estate to bless your family with. You may not have a lot of financial resources to bless your family with. That's not what's important. Most likely, they're going to sell it anyway. You want to bless your family, grandparent? You bless them with your presence. Bless them with your presence, your time. Bless them with the wisdom that you have gained by living your life and the experiences that you had, that you know that you can help them as they progress through their life. You can bless them with your love. Let me tell you something. I only thought that I knew how to love when I had four kids. I really learned how to love when I had grandkids. Amen. You miss so much when you're raising kids. Busyness, trying to make ends meet, trying to provide, trying to raise them. But when you become a grandparent, it's like watching another movie, the same movie over. They look just like your children. Maybe, hopefully they don't act like your children did, but maybe worse. But you see your children in them. But what happens, just like watching a movie a second time, you see things that you missed the first go around. And you just learn. Listen, as a parent, I see some little ones running around here. You love your children unconditionally. Parent, you love them. But let me tell you something. You can't love them like a grandparent can. You can't love them. You can, but there's a different, there's just a different little, you know, a sweetener on the love that a grandparent gives. Amen? Amen. Listen, you bless them with your touch. Every time I see my grandkids, they always come up and hug me. And Papa, let me tell you something. They'll never know what that does for me. Never know. And the Bible says in our text that when Joseph brought and presented the two grandsons to Jacob, it says that he embraced them and he kissed them. I saw a really moving picture of the difference that a grandparent makes in the lives of their family, the blessings of having them. You may have, some of you may have seen it. There was a grandmother who was very, very, she was, wouldn't have much long to live, still could get around, but she was very, very elderly, and her entire family bought these same color hoodies, and they got grandma together, and they painted her hands and her arms right here. And everyone, one by one, walked up and hugged her, and she wrapped her arms around them, and it left the imprint of that embrace. That's a great picture of the importance and the blessings of having a grandparent. And so you can also, lastly, bless them with stories of your life. I shared with you, my grandmother is still alive, 92 years old, was born in 1932. There's probably one person in here, maybe two, counting Ben Amerson, that can know what living in the 30s and 40s like. But so, listen, I can sit, and I do this. My wife will tell you, when we're with my grandmother, I can sit for hours and listen to her stories. I ask probing questions, and then I listen. What was it like growing up in the 40s? In the 50s? We have no idea, folks. We have no idea, but just hearing those stories and her faithfulness and her and how God just used her and how she got to where she is now, and because of the work that God did in her life, even when she didn't realize it and even when she wasn't following God, it impacted my life long before I even came into this world. I love hearing those stories, and my life has been enriched because of it. The word blessing, as we close, the word blessing means the act or words of a person who blesses. We can't, your children can't hear those words. We can't hear about those acts, or we can't see those acts if we're not around our grandparents. And I have to believe that in the eons of time, God in his infinite wisdom ordained every life to be a testament to his goodness and his faithfulness. And regrettably, some people reject God's governance of their life. They just reject him. And I would love to think that if you make it to be a grandparent, that automatically gives you a pass into heaven. I feel like all grandparents should go to heaven for what they had to deal with. But they won't. All grandparents don't go to heaven. You see, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. And if I were to ask you, any of you today, on a scale of 1 to 10, on a scale of 1 to 10, regarding your relationship with Jesus, 1 being non-existent, 10 being, I'm born again. I'm a born again Christian. I'm a Christ follower. What would you say? Where would you land on that scale? Anything less than 10, it won't land you in heaven. It will not get you to heaven. If you're a 1, a 5, or a 9, you can become a 10 today. You can be born again today. You can hit 10 today. It's never too late. You say, Pastor, you don't know what I've done. Well, let me tell you. My father was a great grandparent before he gave his life to Christ. He was a great grandparent, 65 years old before he landed on 10 and became a born again Christian. Drank alcohol every day for 50 years. God supernaturally delivered him from it. He lived out the remainder of his days as a Christ follower. And today, his son, my children, his grandchildren, my grandchildren, his great-grandchildren have the assurance of one day, they'll see Papa again in heaven. And so with every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to ask you, on that scale, where do you land? If you're a 10 today, if you know that you're a born-again believer, there's no question, let me see your hand. I want to celebrate with you. Praise God. But here's what I know, not every hand went up. Not every hand went up. And we're not here to embarrass anybody. Everything we've done this morning has led to this moment because we want you. We want you to move from a 1, a 5, a 9, a 7, to a 10. And the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That calling is just you crying out to God and realizing that you're a sinner and that you're lost and that you're on your way to hell. It matters not how old you are, how young you are. Without Christ, that's where you're heading. And the Bible says that if you call on the Lord, you place your faith in him, he places his spirit inside of you, and you become a new creation. You become born again. You become born into the family of God. You are now a son or a daughter of God. And I want to give you an opportunity to do that. Move to a 10 today. What a great day. What a great commemorative day to give your life to Christ and on Grandparents' Day, whether you're a grandparent or not. If you realize you need to move to 10, I want you to pray like this. Pray like this. Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. And Jesus, I'm so sorry for my sins. I believe that you died on a cross to pay for my sin debt. You took my place on that cross. You took my death, my punishment on that cross so that I can have an opportunity, just an opportunity to come to know you, to place my faith in you. And so I do that today because I believe that 3 days later you rose from the dead. And now you're in heaven, seated at the right hand of God the Father. But your spirit is here and I sense you. There's something inside of me telling me that I need to give my life to you today. And I believe that's the Holy Spirit. And so I say, yes, Lord, I give you my life today. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Thank you for living for me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, again, I just want to celebrate with you. Hold your hand up real high. Just hold it up real high. Pastor, I prayed that prayer. I'm not going to embarrass you at all, I promise you. Just hold it up real high. Just hold it up real high. I want to get something in your hand. I want to get something in your hand. because the decision you just made, God bless you, by the way, the decision you just made was the greatest decision you'll ever make. You have been born again, just like a newborn baby. You're going to need some help beginning to live out this new life. Regardless of your age, you need people who have lived in this Christian life to help you begin to walk this life of faith. Anybody else, before we close this out, just hold your hand up, Pastor. I prayed that prayer with you. Can we stand to our feet? If God's dealing with you, maybe you laid a grandparent on your heart, you got your grandparents, or they're here, but they're not in this building, they're still with you, and you just want to come and you want to lift them up, pray for them, whatever it may be, whatever how God's dealing with you, team, you lead us, our altars are open, you just come and spend time with God.